An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes came in today from Joan and McHenry and Dave Schroeder from Barrington and Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel, now a top 10 book in two Amazon categories. Barry and Kathy Schultz in Holmes Beach, Florida, are hoping this is our week to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And Father Ron at St. Bede's in Peru sent in some jokes. Bill Shiraville did, and Liz from Glen Ellen, soon to be traveling to England with us. Looking forward to that. Wally the Racquetballer, Brian Pentecoff in Gurnee, and Kathy from Lafayette, home of the future NCAA champion Purdue Boilermaker, she writes. Hope you have a great week, John, and come on, say it with me, she writes. Boiler up! We got one from Steve Slaughter, president of Ingenuity International of Naperthrill. He wrote, hey, we just got back from 10 days in Antigua and had a wonderful time. John, I did my best to spread speed jokes at the resort, and I'm proud to say I heard a guest retelling my elephant joke. Also, I share speed jokes with my sister Sue every week. She's battling a rare form of ALS, PLS, which limits our conversations to typing. Thankfully, her humor and wit are spot on, and she makes me laugh all the time. And here is one of her jokes. I was talking with an Amish woman and asked her what she really wanted in life. She replied, two Mennonite. The older I get, the more I understand why roosters just scream to start their day. What did the seed say to the plant? Okay, bloomer. I tried to start a side business selling statues, but I only sold one. It was a bust. I joined the circus and worked as a human cannonball until they fired me. I have a friend who worked as a trapeze artist, but then he was let go. Two cannibals are sitting around a campfire. One says to the other, I hate my mother-in-law. The other one says, be quiet and eat your vegetables.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a grocery store clerk, and John Williams will star as a customer.
Could you tell me where's the milk?
Buy the eggs.
No, I just want to buy the milk. If the day ever comes that you have to resort to cannibalism, remember, vegans first because they're grass-fed. Okay, wait a minute. I actually have time for just two more jokes. So, Pete, if you got the music back. Hey, King John Williams, yesterday you had that joke, you know, you may not be going to the best doctor's office when the tongue depressors taste like fudgesicles. I don't know, I like that. Anyway, old John, I was thinking, you know, you may not be eating the best fudgesicles when the little sticks taste like someone's bad breath. That's a good point. And we got a leftover St. Patrick's Day joke. An Irishman is struggling to find a parking space. Lord, he prays, if you open up a parking space for me, I swear I'll give up the Guinness and go to Mass every Sunday. Suddenly, the clouds part and the sun shines on an empty parking spot. And without hesitation, the Irishman says, never mind, Lord, I found one.